City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 29.
Okay, everybody, we're going to get started now. Mark has asked if he could give the sermon this morning and lead our service, so I'm going to turn it over to him.
Thanks, Ken. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I was reading about Stephen again last night, and with the loss of the Wallace family the other day, God really impressed upon me the importance of faithfulness and the reward for that faithfulness. And if you remember in Acts chapter 6 when... Oh, hello.
Hello. We were wondering if we could sit in on this, if it's okay.
Of course. Everyone, this is Trixie, and that's Donnie.
Hey. I thought we could just come and check things out.
Certainly. Welcome. There are a couple of spots over there by Madeline and Jared. In Acts chapter 6, remember that Stephen was seized and brought to the council and the high priest.
Welcome, Donnie. Welcome, Trixie. I'm so glad you could both make it. I can't tell you how happy I am to see you both.
When it was time for Stephen to testify for God, God gave him the strength to tell the truth and glorify God in front of the most powerful men in his city. The truth so enraged them that they didn't even wait for authorization from the Romans. They took him out and killed him themselves. And when he had done his final work for his Lord was there to greet him and escort him to his eternal reward. I just thought it would be encouraging for us to go over this portion of Scripture again this morning. But first, let's start with a hymn. How about Victory in Jesus? Father, help us through this time of trial. No matter what your will is for the remainder of our lives, please, please help us to be good and faithful servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Great sermon, Mark.
Thanks, Ken. I just love the story of Stephen. I think it's really appropriate for what we're going through right now.
Yes. Other than the robes, it sure does feel a lot like the early church around here.
It sure does. And we even had some visitors today.
Yes, praise God. It sure is a blessing to watch him work on people.
It sure is, Ken. He's given me lots of opportunities to talk to Trixie. It looks like he's been using that.
Well, Mark, his word never returns in vain. Sometimes it's a testimony against people. And other times, well, that two-edged sword cuts right to the quick and moves them.
It sure does. Praise God.
Hey, Mark, I was wondering if you and your dad can help Jane and I with some supplies tonight. We're getting another delivery.
You bet, Ken. I just hope I can keep up with Jane. That girl's got twice the energy I had at her age.
Don't tell anyone, but I think she's got twice the strength that I have now.
Do you know how much we're getting in that, Ken?
I'm afraid not much, Mark.
I'm sure it's getting harder to bring supplies to this area without the city guard noticing.
Yes, it is, Bill. But I'm just thankful that we're still getting supplies at all. I'm afraid since the guard surrounded the wilderness, not as many of our friends will be able to bring us things. The person bringing our supplies tonight has always been faithful, though. He's risked a lot to help us.
I'm glad that God puts it in people's hearts to help us, even if it's dangerous.
I'm happy about that too, Jane. Okay, we're almost there. Keep quiet, everyone. We're getting close to where the guards are stationed. Okay, hold on, everyone.
Be careful, Ken. See that car over there?
That's our friend, Mark. He's got to keep his distance or the guard will get suspicious.
Doesn't he usually just put the supplies out somewhere for us to get them and then leave?
Yes, Bill, but tonight I hear he's got a special delivery.
Special delivery?
Yes, Mark, but first we need to get the supplies.
Where are they?
Let's see. Oh, there they are, next to the dumpster. Do you see them, Jane?
Yeah, I see them. I can get that bag.
Okay, we'll get the boxes. Now keep quiet, everyone, and move quickly. Okay, grab the stuff and let's get out of here. Okay, got it. Let's go. You got the bag, okay, Jane?
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, Ken, who's that getting out of the car? He's coming this way. Did they forget something?
No, Mark. That's our special delivery.
What?
Hello, everyone. Pastor!
Pastor Jennings.
Shh! Keep it down, guys.
Pastor, how did you get out?
There are Christians even amongst the prison guards. And as for the rest of them, well, the money from our friend over there took care of that.
Praise God, it's a miracle. Thanks to God that he put it in someone to go through all that to get you out.
Yes, Mark. God provides us with all sorts of pleasant surprises.
He sure does.
Well, folks, I hate to break up this happy reunion, but we're standing right in the middle of the street where we can be spotted. We need to get these supplies back into the wilderness, quick.
Yes, I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk about that when we get back inside. Is Carol all right?
Yes, Pastor. She's good. And I'm sure she'll be even better when she sees...
Hey, you! Over there! What are you doing?
Oh, no!
Priest,
the guard! Quick, everyone! Back in the wilderness!
Hey! Over here! They're trying to escape!
Ken! Jane! She's falling behind!
Jane! Just drop the bag! Come over here, sweetie!
You there! Freeze!
I can get it!
Our friend in the car is going to get her!
I said freeze!
Jane! Drop the bag and get over here!
I'm coming!
No!
Jane!
I got her! Get out of there now! Drop the supplies! We need to get out of here! Bill! Pastor! Go warn the others! The guard's coming in! Take a left, Mark! We need to lose them!
What about Jane? Is she okay?
Let's get her to the courtyard and check her out there.
What's going on?
Jared, get out of here. The guard's coming in, hundreds of them.
Set her down over there.
What's wrong with Jane?
She's been shot, Jared. The guard shot her.
How's she doing?
They got her in the chest, Ken. It doesn't look good.
Huh? Brian?
Hi, Mark. Her breathing's real shallow. I don't think she's gonna make it, Ken.
Jane!
Oh, please, Father. Please, if it's your will, please spare her. How you doing, honey?
I'm sorry you dropped the bag, Ken.
Oh, Jane, don't worry about the bag. I just want you to be okay, sweetie.
I think I'm gonna go see Jesus now, Ken.
Oh, Janie. Jane, tell him hi for me, sweetheart. I'll see you in a little bit.
Jane!
Well, we gotta get out of here.
What about Jane?
She's already home, Jared. Jesus is taking care of her now, better than we ever could. We need to go, Jared.
Brian? You're the one who's been bringing supplies all this time?
I couldn't stop thinking about that night. On the football field?
The promise.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever felt that close to God in my life. Just three Christian friends together, talking about Jesus, and promising to always praise him and honor him, and knowing that no matter what happened to us in our lives, we'd always be connected through him. I was so thankful at that moment that God saved me, and I was so happy that he'd given me friends that were saved too. Friends that would be together in this life and the next.
And now you're here, and Andrew is here too.
We're all here together again. And I promise you, Mark, with God's strength, I'm not going to leave this time. I'm keeping the promise. We're all going to be together. Forever.
Praise God, Brian.
It sounds like we need to get out of here, though.
Yeah, let's go find the others.
There is a riot in progress in the wilderness as we speak. City Guard forces have spotted escaped terrorist Harold Jennings and his followers rampaging through the area. These religious radicals have fomented an uprising amongst the other inhabitants of the wilderness, and there are now running gun battles in the streets. I have ordered extra security forces into the area to get control of the situation and reestablish martial law. If there were ever any more evidence needed for why this war on hate must be won at any cost, one needs look no further than the chaos in the outskirts of our city tonight. I have ordered our forces to capture all rebels in this area, particularly those of the cult leader Jennings. They will be forcibly rehabilitated. Simply allowing them to separate themselves from the rest of us has not been sufficient to ensure our security. They will be captured if possible, but I have given orders to our city guard forces to use all necessary means to quell this uprising. We will not allow religious terrorists to hijack our city, not one square block of it. We will bring these fanatics to justice and finally bring complete peace and tolerance to our city.
Harold?
Carol!
Oh, Harold! What? How did you get out of prison?
If the Lord doesn't build the wall, those who labor, labor in vain.
What? Oh, I don't care. I'm just so thankful the Lord has brought you back to me.
I'm thankful too, Carol. I'll explain the whole thing to you later, but right now we need to get everyone out of here.
Yeah, the city guard's inside the wilderness.
Where are the others, Bill?
They're coming.
Pastor! Pastor Jennings! You're here!
Madeline! Andrea! Oh, I'm so glad to see you two.
How did you get here?
We don't have time to go over that right now. We need to get everyone to the outskirts of the wilderness by the city wall. The city guard's inside. They're coming for us.
Where's Jane?
I'm so sorry, Andrea. They shot her.
What? They shot her?
That's why we need to get the rest of the children and everyone else and get them out of this area.
Jane. Jared? Brian?
Hi, Andrea.
Brian, what are you doing here?
He's one of the people that's been bringing us supplies, Andrea.
What?
And he's the one that got Pastor out of prison.
God took care of that, Mark. He just let me help a little.
Well, I'm sure glad he did. And I'm glad he brought you back here to us, Brian.
Me too, Brian. Oh, praise God. I'm so happy to see you again, Brian.
I'm happy to be back with you guys too.
Okay, we gotta go. Do you see that over there on the west side? They're moving in. We're gonna be surrounded soon. We need to go.
Right, let's get out of here.
Jared, come back here. Where are you going?
Why is he running to the guard troops?
That's not my life. I'm not gonna die with you people. I don't want that life.
Oh no, Jared, honey, please, come back. Madeline, come back here. Honey, come back.
No, I'm never coming back.
Oh no. Madeline, no, don't go. You can't save him by getting caught. They'll just take you away from him anyway. Please, Madeline, come with us.
But Carol, he's my son. I can't let him go.
He's not running from you, Madeline. He's running away from God. You can't make him turn from the world. Only God can. Please, Madeline, just pray for him. Pray that God saves him. We'll all pray for him. But there's no point in you getting captured, or worse. That won't make Jared believe. Please, Madeline.
Oh, Carol.
Let's go, Madeline. Come on, honey.
Get everyone out to the city wall, over by where we buried our friends.
Brian, help Andrea with the kids.
Got him, Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Mark?
My journal, Dad. I left it back where we were staying, in one of the apartments above where we met for chapel.
You're gonna have to leave it, Mark.
I can't, Dad. I gotta go get it. It has everything in it. All the things that have happened to us. All the things God's done for us.
Mark, they've almost got us surrounded. We can't go back.
It's in the building, Dad. I can go around the back way and sneak in. They won't see me.
Mark!
Dad, it means a lot to me. Please, go help the others. I'll be with you in 10 minutes.
We might all be dead in 10 minutes. Okay, but I'm going with you. I can't lose your mother and you, Mark.
Okay, Dad. Let's go.
Come on, Mark. Let's go.
Coming. Sorry. I had to make one more entry.
You were up there writing? In case you didn't realize it, son, there are thousands of city guard troops closing in on us.
I know, Dad. That's why I had to make one more entry, in case it's my last one.
Well, that's encouraging. Can we go now?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Oh, no, Dad. They've cut us off.
They're closing in on all sides. I don't like the way this is looking, Mark.
We're going to have to go around and cut across the field.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Mark. They'll be right out in the open.
I don't know what else we can do.
Yeah, that's probably the only way to get to the others. Okay, let's go.
Come on, Dad. We're almost there.
Surrender immediately.
Don't wait for me, son. Go!
Come on, Dad.
Stop, or we'll open fire.
Run, Mark. Run!
Ah! Dad!
No, son. Keep going.
Dad!
Go, son. Go!
Dad, come on. I'll help you up.
No, son. I'm not going to make it. You need to go with the others.
I can't leave you, Dad.
It's okay, son. We'll see each other soon enough. I'm just going to go and see how your mother's doing.
Dad! No!
It's okay, son. Jesus took care of everything for me. I'm gonna be just fine. Because of him, we're all going to see each other again. I'm just going to see him a little sooner than you are.
Oh, Dad.
Goodbye for now, son. I love you.
I love you too, Dad. Say hi to Mom for me. I'll see you both soon. Thank you so much, Father, for parents like these. Thank you for taking them home to be with you.
Is everyone here, Ken?
I think so, Pastor. Andrea, are all the children here?
Yes, Ken. Brian and I have them over here.
Where's Bill and Mark?
I don't know, Carol. We got separated somehow.
Here they come.
That just looks like Mark.
You're right, Brian.
Mark, where's your dad?
They shot him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What happened?
We were cutting across from those buildings over there, and they got him.
Mark, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Brian. He's with Mom now. And I know they both love being with their savior.
I think we all might be joining them soon. It looks like the guard has us surrounded.
If we could just get across that field.
What are you talking about, Ken?
There's another drainage tunnel over there, Mark. It goes outside the city wall. If we could get over there, we could get out that way.
How are you going to get across that field with all these people and the children?
They wouldn't shoot the children, would they? I mean...
They already got Jane, Andrea. And my dad. They obviously aren't hesitant about shooting anyone.
But we better do something quick. They've almost got us surrounded and they're moving in.
I think all we can do is pray.
Yes, Mark. Pray for deliverance or an easy passage to our Lord in heaven. Ken, would you like to lead us in prayer?
Sure thing, Pastor. Everyone, can I have your attention? I'm not sure how much time we all have left. The city guard seems to have us surrounded. But we know that our God is mighty. And if he chooses to deliver us, there's no army on earth or under the earth that can stop him. If you bowed on your knees with me, I'd like to petition our God to be gracious to us and to deliver us from what's about to take place, whether he shuts the mouths of the lions or delivers us safely home to him.
Can I hold your hand while we pray, Madeline? I'm a little scared.
Huh? Oh, of course you can, Trixie. I know, this is a terrible situation, but I'm really glad to see you here.
You know what, Madeline? I'm really glad to be here.
Me too, Madeline.
Donnie!
Thanks for everything you did, Madeline. I know my grandma would be grateful. I'm grateful too.
Oh, Donnie. I love you guys.
I love you too, Andrea.
Thank you, Mark.
I love you too, Brian.
I love you, Mark. Thanks for everything. Thanks to both of you for not giving up on me.
All of us together. Right, guys?
That's right.
Together forever.
Well, Harold, it looks like you're getting to bring some of your flock home.
Oh, Carol, I'm so blessed. God's given us a good life. We've gotten to serve him and looked after his sheep. Thank you, Carol. Thank you for always being by my side. God really blessed me when he brought you into my life.
Praise the Lord, Harold. I can't think of a better way to serve him than by being your helper.
Oh, Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the blessed hope that we have because of his sacrifice for us. Thank you that no matter what happens to us in this life, we have a glorious eternity to spend with you in heaven. Thank you for keeping us strong during these trials. Please give us the strength to be faithful even now, even to death if necessary. Help us never to deny you, always glorify you, and boldly proclaim the truth of your gospel and the name of our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. What?
What is that, Mark?
I don't know, Andrea.
Harold, what is it? What's happening?
I'm not sure, Carol.
What are those things on the ground, Ken?
I'm not sure, Mark. Let me grab one and see. Ouch!
What's wrong, Ken?
These little rocks are hot. Ouch! It smells like sulfur.
Sulfur?
Look, they're over there too.
Yeah, Madeline, it looked like they're on fire.
What's going on, Pastor?
I think it's... Is it? I think it might be brimstone.
What?
There are bigger ones over there.
They're crashing into the buildings. They're all over the city.
Get up, everybody!
Look, they're crashing all around the perimeter of the wilderness.
And they're taking out the city guard.
Fall back! Pull the guard back! Get those armored vehicles out of here! Keep them away from the fire!
It's raining fire and brimstone! It's raining fire and brimstone! Hallelujah! Our God is great!
Yay!
Mark! Everyone, quick! We can make it across the field. Run for the wall. We can escape through the tunnel. Andrea, Ryan, get the children.
No way! Our God is great, Trixie. Our God is great! I guess so.
I'm glad we're on his side.
Come on, Trixie. Donnie, let's go. Let's go, Harold. It looks like God has a little more shepherding for you to do.
His sheep hear his voice and we follow him. And he gives eternal life to us. And we will never perish. And no one will snatch us out of his hand.
There is some sort of catastrophic event taking place throughout the city. We're receiving reports from our emergency outlet, and we're collating the information in order to formulate the proper response. I want to assure everyone that there's no need to worry. We have the situation under control, and this crisis will soon...
Quick! Through the tunnel. The whole city's being destroyed. Get the children through first.
Go ahead, children. Just go through. It'll take us outside the city. Oh, Brian, it's a miracle.
It's incredible, Andrea. The guard troops have been wiped out. The whole city's going up in flames.
Out of the mouths of the lions, huh, guys?
He did it, Mark. He did it. He brought us through this and kept us faithful.
Hey, just like the Christian soldiers. Hi, Andrea.
Oh, yeah. I love playing that.
Come on, Madeline, Trixie, Donnie, let's go.
Praise God, praise God.
I have never seen anything like this before. Praise God.
Poor Jared. Please, Father, please, if it's your will.
We won't stop praying for him, Madeline.
Oh, thank you, Carol.
Remember what God said in the book of Jude, Madeline, and some save, snatching them out of fire with fear. Let's hope that God uses this to teach Jared to fear and believe in him.
Oh, thank you, Pastor.
Okay, is that everyone?
I think that's all of us, Ken. Let's go.
I'm right behind you, Pastor.
Is everyone here?
Yeah,
we're here.
Can you believe this, Andrea? Brian?
The whole city's burning down. But God spared us. We made it out.
It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. Some were spared, but most...
It really is, Andrea. God had mercy on us. But all that evil, it's all being destroyed.
At some point, God just has enough. People can't rebel against him forever. There's justice. If it's not in this life, then certainly in the next. And sometimes in both.
Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord.
Praise God. He had mercy on me. I'm so glad he's patient.
He's patient with us all, Brian.
So, Ken, any plans for what we should do next?
Well, Pastor, I'm reminded of Jesus' instructions to the demon-possessed man he healed. He said to him, "Go to your house, to your friends, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he had mercy on you." It looks like our houses are all gone. I know all my friends are right here. What do you say we go find another city and tell them the great things that the Lord has done for us and how he had mercy on us and how he can have mercy on them too?
Hallelujah, Ken. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah,
let's go. Praise God.
Hallelujah. God is great.
God is merciful.
Mom. Help.